I wonder what's been happening on the other ships, he said quietly.
The very question that has been vexing me, the Admiral said.
Just then, their surroundings quivered, and Cao Chi felt the telltale momentary dizziness of a hyperdrive jump. Marco staggered a little. Sergeant Michek leaned against the bulkhead, and the Admiral sat straighter, eyes glaring.
They've shifted us somewhere else, he said, fingers suddenly flying over controls both solid and hollow. Now we really do need access to the externals.
One of the monitors switched to a view of the Sun-Eye ship seen from a hull cam at the stern of the Vitazul. The grappler force beams that Cao Chi saw earlier shone brightly now, a bizarre scaffolding of energies locking the two ships firmly in place, roughly 20 meters apart. In addition, four opaque fluted tubes stretched across to connect with the Vitazul's flank. As they watched, several Sun-Eye drones, the smaller, fist-sized arrowheads, began gliding back to their mothership in pairs and threes. In moments, this had become a constant stream, scores of arrowheads and the larger discs returning to the Sun-Eye vessel. Studying this, the Admiral nodded.
To be expected, he said. Now that we're effectively crewless and the colonists have been sedated, it's safe for them to cast us adrift and return to the battle. Once that's satisfactorily concluded, they can come back to collect us. There, see?
With the last of the drones back aboard, the Sun-Eye vessel began to retract the boarding tubes. Cao Chi gazed at the sight, impatient to do something, purposefully ignoring futility.
Admiral, sir, he said. Please excuse my lack of technical knowledge, but is it possible for even we four to reactivate your ship's engines so that we may not be here when they return?
I admire your spirit, Pilot Cao. But it is very likely that the control systems have been disabled.
Then he gave a toothy grin.
But that won't stop us trying. We'll wait until...
Sir, said Sergeant Michek, the tubes are extending again.
The access tubes had been detaching and retracting one by one, but now they were extending out again.
Some things happened to change their mind, the Admiral said.
Ah, look! There!
A small craft darted into view, weaving in and out of the access tubes and grappler beams. As it raked the hulls of both ships with volleys of greenish energy bolts, the Admiral's sensor systems grabbed images from hull feeds and presented a tactical composite. The attacking craft had a bullet-shaped aft section ending in a pyramidal thrust assembly. The forward section had the look of a tapering cockpit in an oddly textured grey material, flanked left and right, above and below, by four curved weapon sponsons. And the newcomer had not come alone.
"The drones are coming back," said Marco, voice wavering. "Not so many this time," Cao Chi observed.
"Either they expect these unknown attackers to try and board us as well," the Admiral said, "or..."
The security station shivered and the screens flickered as one into a spiral standby symbol.